Chav Ches Amud Aleph, about six lines before it gets really wide. So, V'leimul Rabbanon, is it Amru Man Neiz V'leimul Rabbanon? Who's going to tell the rabbis that this new development, that Rabbi Yeshua was able to appease Rabbi Gamliel, and now we have peace. So maybe we can go back to the old ways. Maybe not. Not something to consider. He says, Amulahu Kaives, so a certain launderer said, Ano Azilna, I will go. I will let them know and I will inform them that there's a new development here in this whole Klai Yisrael situation. Sholachlu Rabbi Yeshua Lebei Medrasha. So Rabbi Yeshua sent a message, okay, this was a message that he sent to the Beis Medrash about the new developments and about what his personal feeling was. Manda lavish mada, yilbash mada. The one is normally used to wearing the garment, should wear the fancy garments. Manda lavish mada, the one who right now is not wearing the mada, yemilei la manda lavish mada. The one who is not used to wearing the mada should say to one who is used to wearing the mada, shalach mada, take away your clothing, vana albashay, and I'll wear it. So basically the message was that the one who is used to wearing the royal garments, namely Rabbi Gamliel, who came from the family of Chizkia, he came from royalty. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was no slouch, but he came from royalty. And Rabbi Yeshua felt that because there's now peace, that Rabbi Gamliel should indeed, even after what he went through, shows you when you make peace, doesn't mean yeah, I'll say, but I still. That's where he came from. What do you mean? Rabbi Gamliel came from a dynasty straight back to Chizkio. And they came from Yehuda, which is really the place where royalty belongs. So he says.
He wanted him to reassume?
Yes, he wanted him to reassume. Let's just see any Rashis here. So let's make sure we're up to the par with the Rashis. So one second. Rashi. Then the Lovish Mada, yeah. Harogil Lilvash, right? You see slightly above the middle of the Rashis. The one who's Lovish Mada, Harogil Lilvash Hamil Yilbash. The one who normally wears the Mil should wear it. Klema, Harogil bin Asiyas Ye Nasi. The one who's Rogil and Asiyas, he should be the Nazi. Okay? He says, back to the Gemara. Omri Rabbi Kiv Rabbanon, Truki Gali. Close the doors, because we don't want the servants of Gamliel, now that there's peace, they're going to come in and start, imposing their will on us, and we don't want them to be bothering Rabbanon in their deliberations as to what should be happening over here. Because, again, you can imagine this, had big political fallout over here. Amar Bishua, Mutav, the Ekim, the Ezel, Anola Gabayu. He says, Rabbi Yeshua says it makes sense for me to go and be with them as they deliberate. Okay, Asa Tarfa Baba, he knocked on the door. Amalani said as follows, Maza ben Maza Yaze. Okay, the sprinkler, the son of the sprinkler should sprinkle. V'she'en Eloi Maza, V'loi ben Maza, the one who is not a sprinkler, nor is he the son of a sprinkler, Yoyme Elo Maza ben Maza, should say to the one who's a sprinkler, the son of a sprinkler, Miyamecha Miyamecha Miyamecha, okay, your waters of the waters of her well, Vafarecha Eframakla, and your ashes are the ashes of something burnt. So again, very cryptic. What's all this mean? Look at Rashi, helps us a little bit. He says, Mazda ben Mazda, Koyin ben Koyin, Yazes Mechata. So in other words, who should be, basically everyone should got to know their place. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah came from Kahuna. So he should be a Koyin. He should be the one sprinkling. The one who sprinkles should sprinkle. And that's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Efra Makla, Efra Kolui betenurim, ubekirois klima Efra Stam. He says, in other words, that your ashes, the ashes that are burnt in the regular ovens, Efer Stam. So in other words, that was, I guess the message was, that your right now your waters are not good and your ashes are not good. So basically the message was that your position, the way you are, is not really right. You should be giving up your position to Rabbi Gamliel. Amalei Rabbi Yosh, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Amalei Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua, Nispayasta, you have been appeased. Okay, he told Rabbi Yeshua, Klum Asinu El Bishvil Kvaitcha. Okay, we only did this because of your covet. So if you're Mephias, everything is good. Taka, there is no reason for us to keep Rabbi Gamliel out. He really did belong where he was, and that's really his right position. Okay, he says, tomorrow you and I are going to go up there at, by the doorway, and we'll try to make peace and do the right thing. Amrei, so they calculated, but they were still figuring, Lamaisa, what's the right thing? Hechinavit, what should we do? Navrei, should we let him go and tell Rabbi Azariah, you're done, okay, have a nice life, we appreciate what you did, but now it's time for you to go back to your other position. Gemiri, we have a Messiah in halacha and in life, Mila Makadosh Vemaridin, that when you elevate somebody, you don't just take him down, it's not the right way. You elevate when it comes to sanctity, you don't go down. So therefore, we can't just remove Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and we need to find them a middle road. What's a middle road? So Nidrosh Mar Chodesh Shabbata, Mar Chodesh Shabbata. Says if the option would be each one should rotate weeks, one rabbi gives a drasha 1 week, another one gives a drasha the next week. If it's exactly even, there's going to be jealousy. So that's not going to work. Ella, therefore they decided, that it was 3-to-1 ratio. Other people say it was a 2-to-1 ratio, but at the end of the day, they made it clear Rabbi Gamliel was number one. But Rabbi Azariah, he still had a very chashu position. This is what was said, Shabbos Shalmi Haisa, the expression, whose Shabbos was it? And when he answered, Shalvoz and Raziah Haisa, okay, that he answered, it was the Shabbos of Rabbos and Raziah. Now that question and answer makes sense. What does that mean, Shabbos Shalmi? Whose Shabbos was it? What kind of territory is? Whose week was it to give the drasha and to be in charge? So, and that's an expression that Rashi says in Maseches Chagiga. And now if you want to know, now that the story had a happy ending and everybody's back to where they needed to be, if you're curious, who was that Talmud who asked that original very fateful question that caused all this furor? The answer is, Vosa Talmud Reb Shimon Yochai Have, the great and famous Reb Shimon Yochai, he was the one who asked that Kasha and started, in a sense, all the trouble. Do the Rashi.
His associate rabbis.
What?
A lot of associate rabbis appreciate him creating
the position. Yeah, 100%. Okay, so he says, hey, where are we? Shabbos Shalmi Haisa Maseches Chagiga. That expression is Maseches Chagiga. Now we understand what that expression means. The Osa Talmud, Sheshot, Filas Arvis, Rishus, Ochova, Rishim Ba'yechoy, who? It was Rishim Ba'yechoy who got it all going. Okay, we're ready to go weiter, two dots. Back to the Gemara. Vishal Musafim Kalayom. So Musaf, we're able to do all day. Right? So Amar of Yochanan. Vinikra Pasheah. But if you leave it for later on in the day, you call the Pasheah. Hamacha Kolkach Rashi. If you wait that long, it's not a good idea. This is what you call negligence. Tarabonon. That's why you people who keep procrastinating, it's not a good thing. Tarabonon. Hayafon of Sheit Filos. Okay, what's the fateful question? It happens to a lot of people. You have two tefillos in front of you. Achash Shemincha v'achash Shemusaf. So you had to run before they daven Musaf, and now you'll say daven Musaf later, and now it's already the afternoon already, and then you got two tefillos you can daven. Mincha Musaf, which one do you daven first? Okay, Mispal Shemincha v'achash Mispal Shemusaf. First you daven Mincha, then you daven Musaf. Shezu Tadir v'zu Ena Tadir. Because one was more common. That's why we said Baruch Hinafshi today before Mizmashir. Because Tadir v'shena Tadir, Tadir Kodim. Okay? Rabbi Yudah Eimeh Mispal Shom Musaf, V'akab Mispal Shom Mincha. And Rabbi Yudah says, you daven Musaf first, and then you daven Mincha. Why? Shezu Mitzvah Veres, V'zu Mitzvah Shena Veres. Because Rabbi Yudah says, you only have 7 hours. So, this is going to pass by. So, if it's 12:30, okay, and you're going to daven Mincha first, somebody else is going to come up, and you're going to blow Musaf completely. So you better daven Musaf first because it's going to pass away and you don't want to lose your opportunity. Mincha, you got the rest of the afternoon to worry about.
We have all day for Musaf, you said.
The Chacham said that. But If you go back to the Mishnah, what does the Mishnah say? Okay, well, right. So Rebuta, they have it in parentheses. Rebuta ima atshava shows. So, what is he?
So that's like 1 o'clock.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, as opposed to the whole
okay, what's well, a little Zion? It's in parentheses, but it's still what he holds. Logos Sinan. Okay, but it's not in the Mishnah, but at least according to some people, but it is his position. Okay, but good point. So he says, let's
so
go.
Are we saying then that he's saying that this, well, Mincha then, is, then if it's 1 o'clock, then Mincha has just started, because if you say Mincha is 12:30,
right.
Then the overlap is only a half hour.
Exactly, you have a half hour overlap, and therefore between the two,
you should do
Musa first, because you might not get to the other thing. Correct. Okay, let's see here. You have an... Mispal, let's just do Rashi for a minute. He says, Mispal shemincha me'ach shegia zmana k'dei lagdima b'tchila zmana. Once you reach the time, in order to make it k'dei lagdima b'tchila zmana, in order to make it first in the time frame, shikra p'sheya gamaleh. In other words, grab what you can early, because at least I'm already p'sheya l'gabi musav. But I'm not Peshel Lagabi Mincha. So let me grab what I can and daven Mincha earlier, so at least Lagabi something I'll be considered right on the mark, and I'm Johnny on the spot. If I delay both, then I can't get anything right. So at least, so this Maniam holds daven Mincha first. V'yakash shel musafim, hoyol v'icher zmana, ain't over. Because once you delay the time, you're not going to be over. The Amri Rabbanu Shal Musaf and Kal Yom, because Rabbanu hold, you have all day for Musaf. Rabbi Yudah, on the other hand, says no. Shazu mitzvah veris. Rabbi Yudah l'taymei, the Amar ad sheva shos v'sulo. Rabbi Yudah holds, you only have 7 hours and no more. And therefore, because of that, he holds you have to grab Musaf first, and then you can daven Mincha later. Okay, back to the Gemara. Amar v'yochanan. About 10 lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha mispal shel mincha v'yakach mispal shel musaf. The halacha is you daven first mincha, then you daven musaf, because of the todir v'shena todir concept, and you have all day. Reb Zera kevacholish migirsa, when Reb Zera was not feeling too good, have also v'yosav pischa de Reb Nosson bar Tuvi. He would take his free time when he wasn't able to concentrate on his learning, and he was feeling a little weak. He would go by the doorway of Reb Nosson bar Tuvi, Omar, and he said, he calculated, ki chalfi rabbanon, oz eke mikamai, when the rabbis pass by, the young rabbinic students pass by, I'll be able to stand up in front of them. V'kabel igra, I'll get schar at least for doing that. Let me chop what I can, when I'm not learning. So nafak osur b'nosan bar Tuvi. So sure enough, he went over there, and the Reb Nosson bar Tuvi came out. Amalei man, Omar halacha b'medrasha. He says, was there any halacha said? Take a look at Rashi for a minute. Ki chaf rabbanon tamidim hayotzim beis Reb Nosson. The tamidim would come out, he'd stand up for them, and he'd chaf some schar. So he asked the question, man omar halacha b'medrasha. Mi b'bnei yeshiva omar beis medrash halacha Reb Yehuda. Is there anybody in the yeshiva who said we follow Reb Yehuda in this halacha of musaf? In terms of how long you have, and as a result, which one should you do first? But the real shail is how long can you daven musaf for? So anybody pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So Amalei back to the Gemara. Amalei hachi Amar of Yochanan ein alach Rabbi Yehuda. If you want to know about this issue, punk fakeret. The only statement that we made was the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar spala Adam shal musaf who says that first he daven musaf yakav mispala shal mincha. And that he says, and afterwards you daven mincha. So this concept of davening musaf first, he does not go for, because he says you have all day. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Amra. So he asked him like again, Rabbi Yochanan really said this? Amalei in. He said, yeah. Tamine Abaz Zimnan. He learned it from him 40 times. He asked him 40 times, Rabbi Yochanan said this? Yeah. Rabbi Yochanan said, yeah. So, you think he would have gotten a little dizzy, but he kept doing it 40 times. Okay, so you shouldn't forget it. Amalei, so you knew something was unique about this halacha. Amalei chadas hilacha or chadas hilacha. Okay, is it new for you or is it beloved to you? Let's see Rashi for a minute. Chadi hilacha or chadas hilacha. Achas hilacha. It's one of these two. Sholomarata davam mishmoy shob Yochanan. Elazubavad is because it's new that you never learned anything from Yochanan, so it's so exciting that you want to learn this 40 times. Is that why it's so beloved to you? Rashi says, O Chadoshi Lucha, or it's new to you, Shayisa Sover Shechomina Acherim Amra. Right? Now, is it because it's the first time? The Chada means one, it's the first time you're learning anything from Yochanan, or because it's novel to you, because you thought it was from Rabbi somebody else. And now you're hearing it from Rabbi Yochanan, so it's going against your grain of what you thought, so that's why you're learning it 40 times. Like, what's the push to learn it 40 times? Is it that it's the first one that you ever learned, or it's because it's novel in what you from what you were thinking? Amalei Chadas Hili. It's because it's new to me. Why? Mishum de Misafka Li. I mean, that new mean novel. I mean, it goes against my grain. Because I was thinking that maybe it really the Lacha falls Rabbi Shimon Levi, and he's the one who said that. And now that you told me Rabbi Yochanan said it, I found this to be very amazing. You have to daven? We all davened already. It's 8 o'clock.
I haven't
davened yet. I mean, you're welcome to stay, but
no,
it's...
No,
not. Yeah, 8 o'clock, the davening now. Okay, we'll continue for a little bit. Okay, so Amri Shumalei, back to the Gemara. Oh, I'm sorry. No, let's do the Rashi. Amalei Chadas Hili the Masafkli Rabbi Shumalevi. Savra Yisi Rabbi Shumalevi Amra. I thought that Rabbi Shumalevi was the one who said it. Now you tell me it's Rabbi Yochanan. Whoa! I gotta get it out of my head. I gotta change the new reality, and therefore I need to chazer it 40 times. Okay, so a nice little message for us of how much we have to go over stuff. Okay. Armin Shubalevi.
We don't hold to repeat something. I mean, it's, what is it? It's like 99 times.
The Gemara says that you can't compare 100 times to 101 times. You know, but there's something about...
Right, but Shiva Rokhomi Regeshem, you say you have to say it so many times.
Oh, 90 before, times. That's 90 another thing, times. Yeah. Right, so, that's Shogun. Well,
right,
yeah, okay.
There's no 40 time thing.
Well, there is now. Okay.
I see it, but I'm saying, like, I'm thinking, like, what do we say 40 times that we do 40, that we do something 40 times? There's a 30 time chazaka, there's a, you know, a 90 time, but there's no 40 thing. I don't know where he gets this 40 thing from.
Right. Okay. But, yeah, apparently there is something about repeating it 40 times. Okay. But I hear you. It's not like. It's not ingrained.
It's 40 okay. days. All that's 40 days. It's not.
So if we learn this 40 times, we'll know that will happen. Okay. Okay. Amri Shubin Levi. Kol HaMispalot Tefilah Shem Musafim Lach HaShev HaShol Shem Yehuda Olav HaKosav Oymer. If anybody davens Musaf after 7 hours, according to Rabbi Yehuda, which means you've blown it. Okay. You davening Musaf way too late. It's about you, the Pasuk says, Nuge Mimoyed Asafti Mimcho Hayu. Okay, a little cryptic Pasuk here. I broke you from the right time. I smashed you. Mimchayu, this is from you. You caused it. So nugi is not a good language. It's not a good implication. It's a lotion of look at the last Rashi on the page. Mimoyed machmesh viru moyade hatfilo. Since you messed up the times of my davening v'chagim and my yom tovim, you noigim. You will be smashed v'asufein v'kliya. And I will gather you in and destroy you, Rachman al-Tzan. So bad stuff. This is not a good thing. So davening on time is important. So my mashma, the high nugi lishna the tavra, where do you get this lushan, that nugi is lushan of breaking, okay, of destroying? K'metagram of Yosef, as the Rav Yosef translated, tavra osi al-sanayim de base Yisrael, al-da achruz mani ma'adib yushalayim. Like Rav Yosef translated, a breakage will come, destruction will come. I'll surname the base Israel on the enemies of Klai Yisrael, which is we know euphemistically for Klai Yisrael. I'll the ichruz mani ma'adei de Yerushalayim by if they delay the times, the set times in Yerushalayim of what they're supposed to be doing. I guess the Yom Tovim. I guess mani ma'adei de Yerushalayim. They delayed bringing in the Yontif. I'm not sure what he means exactly. Mo'adei Yushalayim, Zmanei Mo'adei.
Well, from the previous one, they talked about.
Yeah, once I've used our glove, ain't shaykh leimai loshin ichush rein lahem tashulim el akor but tefilah mishta. So the Tosa says Zmanei Mo'adei is the times of davening because he doesn't say he says it's not talking about regalim because there's no payback and therefore the zman the loshin of ichush doesn't work. So basically the
This is a reference to the prayers which are recited on the holidays, i.e., the Musaf prayers which come in place of the Musaf sacrifice.
Fine. Right. So that's so it's the same idea. I guess, in other words, the Gemara's question was, we do you see that Nugay's Lashon the Tavrahu, and it's like Rav Yossi was Metargim, that Pasuk of Nugay Mimayed in the same way, that if you are delaying the right times to daven, it's bad stuff. It causes very negative repercussions. Okay, three lines from the bottom. Amr Blazar, if you daven shachris 4 hours after the day, according to Rabbi Yehuda, which we paskin like, and this gets into the whole Chabad thing, because Chabad always starts at 10. They don't change whether Zman Tefillah, and they're telling that they're not going to make Zman Tefillah.
So it's 9 o'clock.
Oh, well, that's okay. That happens once, what, every 50 years? So the shaila is,
how do they do it at 10? Is that the question?
I'm just saying that they're going to have to rely on the Rabbanim, because bottom line, according to Rabbi Yehuda, 4 hours is the cutoff point, and Mice and Shulchan Aruch is brought down, we follow Rabbi Yehuda, so I don't know how they daven. The only answer, I mean, I was once stuck, and they asked me at a question and answer, asked the rabbi, I think, for Chabad, what do you feel about students who daven at Chabad and daven after Zman Tefillah? So all I said was, well, you know, the Rav Shulchan Aruch said, the one of the Friedrich Rebbe said that there's a machlok between Nigla and Nister, you follow the hidden law versus the revealed law. So even though the revealed law says 4 hours, they must have a source in the hidden law that, you know, so we go like the Gra. The Gra says you follow the revealed law. So I said, you know, I'm not going to get upset about it because there must be a source in the hidden law that you guys can have a right to follow. I get out of it that way. Okay, but I've asked many people, and they don't know where that place is. I mean, they don't know where that source is. You know, I just
assumed that the reason they did it was because it was late enough that, you know, people didn't have the excuse it was too early. And, but if they stretch out after Kiddush and whatnot, then you know, after Kiddush, then you have a mitzvah.
I mean, I hear all that stuff, but at the end of the day,
Shacharis, you know, Musaf and Mitzvah, all in the same group, because they won't come back.
I mean, that's all good stuff, but at the end of the day, you got to daven shachar in the right time. You know what I mean? They must have a good answer. They must be, I hope. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Amar Blaza, three lines to the bottom. Amar Blaza, come spal tefillah sheshach zachar arba shos rabbi Yehuda, olva kazv oimer, same expression, nugei mimoyed, osafti mimcho hayu. I will smash you because of the times that you are messing up, and I will, destroy you, and it'll be from you. My mashma, the high nugei lishna, the tsairahu. Where do you see that the lashon of nugei is lashon of tsar? The Ksiv, you'll see another place where it says that Shloshin in a negative context. It says, Dolfa Nafshi Mituga. My soul sort of gets faint from Tuga, from being smashed, the same Loshin. Okay, Rav Nachman says this is the pasuk that implies Tuga is a, or Nugi is a negative Loshin. Busuleho Nugois, Vimarlo. The virgins of Klai Yisrael are Nugois, again, afflicted, and it was bitter for her. So again, the same type of idea. It's a very negative expression. Okay, top of the page, Amud Beis, Rav Avya Cholash, Lassel Pirkei Rav Yosef. One day Rav Avya was not feeling well, and he came, and he could not come to the shir of Rav Yosef. L'machar Kiyasa, so when he came, so Rav Yosef felt bad. He didn't come to the shir. He felt bad. Rav Yosef was missing. You know, when a guy doesn't show up, you know, the maggid shir feels bad. He says, "Kiosa boy Abai lanu chedaiti Rav Yosef." So Abai figured, let me ask him, "Where were you?" So Rav Yosef will see that people are defending, you know, and are concerned for his honor. Only my time will also marla pirkos. He says, "Hey, Rav Avya, how come you didn't come to yesterday's shir? Where were you?" I'm like, "Davicholishi boy v'lametzina. I didn't feel well and I couldn't come." Why don't you taste something? If you didn't feel well, grab a cup of coffee, take a Danish. You could have had it even at the shir if you came to the Yom HaJami. But like, grab something and eat it, and then you'll come. If you don't feel well, grab something. Don't you hold a Rav Huna? So it's Hamusafim. How can you tell me to grab something when you're not supposed to eat before Musaf? This might be one of the sources for the whole Tekiah Shofar controversy. What?
The Kiddush Club,
yeah, yeah, right. There are other reasons why the Kiddush Club is problematic, but that's besides the point. Okay, so Amalei Iboyle Lomar Lutzliyeh Tzlosed Musafim Biyachid V'Tamidi V'Meisi. So what you should have done is to grab something to grab a bite, daven Musaf, and then come to the Shir. Still, I don't hear the excuse. Amalei V'Loisav Lomar the Amar Biyachin. Don't you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, the who says the Asal Adam Shiaktim Tfilasot Tfilas Tibur? For me to daven before the Tibur would be wrong. That they daven Musaf 11, I would have to daven at 10:30. It's a mistake. Wouldn't that be wrong? Amalei says, I'm sorry. Lavit Marlo. Didn't we learn Amar of Abba? Didn't you learn that which Rav Abba said on Rav Yochanan's Alocha? But Tibur Shanu. When can't you daven if you're in the Tibur? You can't go before them. That looks strange or unacceptable. But you're by Yochid, you're daven b'yechidah. So daven b'yechidah before the tzibur is not a problem. It's just a daven with a tzibur before the tzibur is the problem. L'silcha say lo kervuna lo b'shum levi. And we don't follow not Rabbi Huna, not Rabbi Shum Levi, Kervuna Hadarma. We don't follow Rabbi Huna like we just said about the prohibition of eating something before Musaf and Had Amrit, Rabbi Shum Levi. What about, what does it mean we don't follow Rabbi Shum? Which Rabbi Shum Levi don't we follow? Rabbi Shum Levi, Kivan Shigia Azman Tfilas Hamincha. Once Mincha comes, Asal Adam Shitam Klum Kom Shpal Tfilas Hamincha. Oh, so what's, I'm sorry, so what's Rabbi Shum, then what's Rav Huna? What's Rav Huna Alacha? Tfilas HaMusafin. Oh, one second. That was Musaf, and this is Mincha. I'm sorry. Okay, right. So I was right about the first thing. Rav Huna is the Musaf Alacha. And we also don't follow Rabbi Shimon Levi, who says that once Man Mincha comes, a person can't taste anything before Dav Mincha. It's not true. If you want to have a Kit Kat or a Snickers before Mincha, but a big fancy meal, Taka, is not so simple. Let's do the Rashi. Loy ol pirka de Rav Yosef. He did not come to the shir of Yosef. Shay Rosh Yeshiva Pumpadisa. Rav Yosef was a Roshiva. For Yadarish Bishabas Kodam Tfilas Musafin. And this is the source for, the rabbis. Before Musaf, he gave a shir. Ulachad Rosh Yahoychin Labesa Knesses Muspal and Tfilas Musafin. And after the shir, they came to the shul to daven Musaf, and you didn't come. Where were you? So he said, I couldn't daven early, but tzibur shon. That's only imu beis haknesses imat tzibur lo yaktim espalal. If you're in shul, then you shouldn't daven before the tzibur. But if you're not in shul, then that's not a problem. Okay, we have a few more minutes. Okay, this goes pretty fast. Okay, are we good? Nuchim ben Akana, famous Gemara. Nuchim ben Akana, we're at the Mishnah. Nuchim ben Akana would say it tefillah because of his money when he came to the shul. But he also tefillah katzar. When he left out, when he went out, he also said a short tefillah. Amrulay mam mokaim with tefillah zu. He told him, what's the place for this tefillah? Amulem bechinichrosi ani mispalel. So what's the nature of this davening? What's the deal with this tefillah? What are you praying? Amulahem, and he answered, bechinichrosi ani mispalel shol yared var tchol ayadi. When I go in, I say, please let me not make a mistake in my learning. Ubitziyosi ani nosi noda al chelki. And then when I go out, I give hadah on my chelik. Let's just famous thing. Let's run through this. Turn our bonnet. We learned in the Brisa. What did he say when he came in? He said like this. Let it be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I should not make a mistake. A mistake should not happen through me. I should not make a mistake in Halacha. My friends should be happy with me. You know, I should make a mistake and they should be happy at my mistake. Shouldn't say Torah Tomei or reverse. My friends make a mistake in Halacha and I shouldn't be happy with them. That wouldn't be right for me to be rejoicing at their mistake. But what about when he went out? He said like this, I thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem L'Kai, Shesamta Chalkim Yosha Beis Medrash, that you placed my portion in the amongst the dwellers of the Beis Medrash, Shesamta Chalkim Yosha Rikonos, and I'm not hanging out in the street corners with the gangbangers. Shani mashkim v'hemashkim. Because I get up and they get up. Ani mashkim v'hemashkim v'hemashkim v'hemashkim. We know this from the siyum that we make when we finish the mesechta. Ani yomel v'hemel. I work and they work. Ani yomel mekab mischar v'hemel mekab mischar. I work and we get reward and they work, they don't get reward. Ani rotz v'hemratzim. We both run. Ani rotz v'chalam abov v'hemratzim v'hemratzim. I run for eternity and they run to the pit of destruction. So they are going nowhere fast. Rashi Just quickly, Mamokam Klaimer Mativa, what's the nature of this tefillah? Lo Kishel, Vishmu Chavrei Al Kilshoni. I don't want my friends to be happy at my mistake. Are a Rosh Taim, it's two evils. Shivoa Yodi, that would come as a result of me. Shegrim Lem Shianshu. I don't want me to be the cause of them getting punished, because if they're going to be happy at my mistake, it's going to be a problem. Miosh Vekonos, Chenvinim, Oame Orish, Oskim Bedavar Sicha. Okay, I don't want to be like the people just involved in nothing, in stupidity. At least, Baruch Hashem, I learn, and it's a big schos. Okay, let's call it a day here.
On Monday morning, I was invited to breakfast and learning at